Hello. Blue Suisse presents today's market analysis. Capital markets overview. The Dow fell in early trade, gaining about 50 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ each rose about 0.5%, as traders focused on the outlook for monetary policy. The latest data on unit labor costs, the ISM PMI, and comments from some Fed officials reinforced bets that the central bank will pause its tightening cycle this month. As a result, U.S. Treasury yields fell, and tech stocks got a boost. Salesforce shares, on the other hand, fell nearly 5% after the company reported higher-than-expected capital expenditures. Meanwhile, traders welcomed the passage of the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 by the House in a 314-117 vote. The bill is now heading to the Senate, where it is expected to be approved before the June 5 default deadline. The Baltic Sea Freight Exchange's main index, which measures the cost of shipping goods around the world, fell for a 14th straight session on Wednesday, plunging about 11% to more than a three-month low of 977 points, under pressure from lower demand, especially from the world's biggest buyer, China. The Capesize Index, which tracks vessels typically carrying 150,000-ton cargoes such as iron ore and coal, fell 24% to 1,218 points, marking its biggest daily drop since February 14, and the Panamax Index, which tracks ships that typically carry coal or grain cargoes of about 60,000 to 70,000 tons, posted its 25th straight daily decline, falling 45 points to above a three-month low of 1,045. Among smaller ships, the Supramax Index lost 29 points, or 3.2%, to its lowest level since late February at 881 points. European shares rebounded from Wednesday's two-month lows, with the Stoxx 600 up 0.8% after data showed the region's inflation cooled more than expected in May, adding to hopes for a less hawkish European central bank. Elsewhere, news that the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill suspending the debt ceiling with strong bipartisan support also boosted optimism. The development raised hopes that the Senate would also approve the bill by the weekend. That's all for today. You can read more on our website at bluesuisse.com.